It is time again for Checkoff Chat. This is a program brought to you courtesy of your Checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy producers, that involves you as well. Wisconsin Beef Council always guiding those dollars. You can find out more at beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And also our partners from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. They are a proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. And remind you, any livestock marketing needs you're checking on, go to equitycoop.com. Happy to welcome in today the director of the Beef Quality Assurance Program with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That's Chase DeQuatt. He is a fellow that's been working very diligently lately on something that not a lot of people necessarily focus in on intensely, calf care and biosecurity. Chase, tell me a little bit of the reason why those two items caught so much attention in 2020 and now spilling into 2021.
Yeah, certainly, Pam. You know, our new calf care and quality assurance program is really the culmination of a lot of pent-up demand and request from industry to address a hole in our quality assurance programs and our tools and resources for calf raisers and those producers that, you know, aren't necessarily dairies, aren't necessarily beef operations, but they play a critical role in raising calves to go back to the dairies or to ultimately end up in the beef supply chain. Boy. And so we are excited to have partnered with the National Milk Producers Federation and their farm program, as well as the Veal Quality Assurance Program and the Dairy Calf and Heifer Association as a joint initiative to produce the Calf Care and Quality Assurance Program, which ultimately will provide the tools, resources, training, and certification for those unique calf producers and those calf raisers to implement on their operations so that they can be confident that their practices are responsible in raising those calves and assure all of our supply chains for our agricultural products, whether that be meat or milk, really has a full spectrum of quality care and quality assurance practices that our consumers can ultimately be confident in.
Chase, tell me a little bit about some of the items that you took away from this collaboration. First of all, kudos to National Cattlemen's Beef Association for bringing in those dairy components and sharing, like you said, notes across the aisle. What items started to float up as really key takeaways for, like you said, dairy producers or even beef producers when it comes to calf care?
You know, what surfaced for me is that I think all of our cattle producers, no matter what segment they're in, are committed to doing the right thing. And this effort actually came because those unique producers were coming to us and saying, we want a program that gives us the credibility that BQA provides beef producers and the farm program provides dairy producers. We want a program for us. And so we got together and produced that. And so I really appreciated that commitment to responsibility that industry showed us. Additionally, you know, I think there are just some common sense best practices that people are already following, but we need to put that on paper, right? We need to get that down so that those folks can address issues on their operations as well as share the good work that they're already doing. And so there's a lot to take in there, and we can share that credibility throughout the supply chain. Bingo. Additionally, we also saw that there are probably gaps in some of the research as it pertains to calf care. And so we look forward to this program really spurring a lot of the research and innovation as to what we can do to even better that industry as it becomes even more critically important to both the beef and milk supply chains. And so that's really exciting for us to see where this goes. This is just the beginning of what is hopefully a really exciting component of our joint industries.
You mentioned kind of putting it down on paper, verifying what you're doing. So how can I use this? If I'm a dairy producer, Chase, what should I be doing as far as accessing this program? How am I going to use it? What do I need to expect that I'll be doing for that paperwork?
Yeah, so later this month, we're going to come out with the Calf Care and Quality Assurance Manual, and that will really guide all of the practices and principles of the program. And then come this summer, there will be a training and certification platform that folks will be able to access online, but we're also going to have an initiative for in-person trainings and getting trainers out there so that folks can really go and learn the material, understand it, and gain that certification to prove that they have taken the time to really understand that. And then from getting it on paper, as the program progresses, we have a full suite of resources we plan on rolling out, including self-assessment materials to really look at your operation and what you're doing right, also give you the signals of what you might be able to improve on. We know all of our industries, protocols and writing things down in record keeping are vitally important. And so this will help folks understand what they need to do in that space, to do the best job that they can.
Well, we'll be watching for that release. This is Chase DeQuite. He is the Beef Quality Assurance Director for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And as he said, their calf care guidance coming out shortly. Let's focus in on another element that you've really been paying attention to, Chase, as have most farmers. In light of the life we're all living, biosecurity became a primary concern for a lot of us. And that includes our beef producers. Tell me a little bit about the efforts on biosecurity messaging and getting those resources to farmers.
Yeah, so we have done a lot of work in the biosecurity space over the last year with regard to the Beef Quality Assurance Program. And just about a month ago, we released new tools and resources that folks can go tap into to improve the biosecurity of their operations. You mentioned it. Biosecurity has been top of mind for all Americans, and particularly in the agricultural sector, as the COVID pandemic has struck the world. But that actually was not what spurred us to work on this. We've been concerned for things like foot and mouth disease and foreign animal disease outbreaks for a long time. But we just have, taken a lot of time to produce the right resources. So we've been working with things like the Secure Beef Supply Plan to put together resources that are useful to beef producers. And so I encourage folks to look at those biosecurity plan templates that we've put together, where they can take their operation, make those templates fit what they do so that they can have a daily biosecurity plan. Those are available on bqa.org. Additionally, we have just launched biosecurity advanced education modules. Building off of our BQA curriculum, we've produced and put out modules so people can better understand what biosecurity really looks like, both on a daily basis, but also in the event of a foot and mouth disease outbreak or any other foreign animal disease outbreak where things really become a critical emergency. And so we can look at the differences in what biosecurity might look like if we were to have such a devastating outbreak in our country, but also what we can do to minimize that risk on a day-to-day basis. And so I just encourage all of our beef producers to take a look at those resources, head to bqa.org and try to find what suits you, because we've really built the resources that can be tailored to their operations.
You know, and these are resources that not only benefit us today as far as daily practices, but we've all learned we don't know what tomorrow brings. And Chase, by working through these types of protocols, being able to put some of this down on paper as sort of a certification, it may help to stabilize, if not keep, some of those marketing relationships that you've got today that could change in the future.
Exactly. You know, we are always concerned about what marketing channels and movement would look like of cattle if we were to have a disease outbreak. But what we have learned from the government is that solid biosecurity plans are going to be your ticket to being able to continue your operations, continue marketing your cattle, and prove that you're doing and implementing the practices that are necessary to reduce risk of disease and potentially prevent that disease from entering your operation.
Boy, always staying a step ahead. That's Chase DeQuite. He is along with us, the director of the Beef Quality Assurance Program through the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. A two-pronged approach this time around. First of all, this new calf care information that's available coming up later this month that you'll want to access. If you're a dairy producer, as he said, they collaborated with the Dairy Calf and Heifer Association, National Milk Producers, as well as veal producers, to put together these guidelines on calf care where you can actually write it down on paper. Show people what you're doing. And then, of course, the constant message about the need for biosecurity on our farming operations. In light of COVID-19 and the pandemic, we should all have a healthy appreciation for those resources. As he said, available right now, bqa.org. And that's Checkoff Chat. brought to you today courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your Beef Checkoff Dollars, featuring Chase Ducroix, the Director of Beef Quality Assurance with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Remember, you can always find these resources online as well, beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. We also thank Equity Cooperative Livestock for joining us as a proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats. For your livestock marketing needs, check out equitycoop.com.